We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. This week, we finally have a Korean movie to talk about. It's called 인민을 위해 복무하라, Serve the People. This is Korean romantic drama film directed by Jang Chol-soo. He's known for one of Kim Soo-hyun's blockbuster films. This story is based on the same titled novel by Yan Liang-ke. The story is set during the Cultural Revolution at the peak of the cult of personality of Chairman Mao. The novel tells the story of an affair between the Liu Lian, the wife of a powerful military commander, and a young peasant soldier, Wu Dawang. Liu Lian tells Wu Dawang that whenever she removes the household's wooden serve the people sign from its unusual place on the dinner table, he must attend to her knees in the bedroom. Liu Lian discovers that destroying her absent husband's sacred Mao icons, such as the little red book and statues of the chairman, turns her on. The title is a reference to a phrase originally coined by Mao in a 1944 article of the same name that commemorated the death of the Red Army soldier, Zhang Said. During the Cultural Revolution, this article was required reading for millions of Chinese, and the slogan was widely used. This Korean version stars Yeon Woo-jin as a model soldier, Murang, and Jo-en. The actress Jo-en plays Su-ryeon, the wife character. They made some transformations for this particular version. The film is set in a fictional socialist country, much similar to North Korea in the 1970s. The film was released on February 23rd in Korea. Explain the meaning of title, the director of the film, Jang Chol-soo, said, "The supreme leader has given the soldier the duty written on the sign to serve the people, and the ear of barley engraved next to it symbolizes a bountiful harvest, and the red star symbolizes a brilliant future. The division commander values the sign more than life," and he said the same to Mugwang, the soldier character, the first to go to work. Su-ryeon uses this sign to create rifts and widen the gaps. The language of revolution is replaced by the language of desire. It becomes a medium of love, as Jang Chol-soo says. Kim Mi-hwa of Star News, the journalist, criticized the presentation of the film, writing the content of satire and resistance to the original system was not well expressed in the film. She further stated that the depiction of sex scenes continues for a long time, and the subject matter this film was trying to talk about in the first place becomes more and more distant. She found the character Su-ryeon, one of the main characters of the film, played by actress Ji-an, disappointing, as it feels hard and awkward without knowing where it is. Concluding her review, she said, "Serving the people seems to be difficult to leave behind more than a problematic work." Another journalist, Yang Yu-jin of My Daily, gave a little more positive review for this film, termed the film as a problematic work that shakes emotions by going back and forth between reason and instinct, sinks the audience. But she praised the performances of lead pair writing. Yeon Woo-jin and Ji-an's challenging spirits stand out. She further stated, in particular, Yeon Woo-jin's acting transformation is impressive. Currently, this film, Serve the People, is ranked as the fourth place in at the Korean box office.
Now, all about Korea. Arirang Radio.
Another new release we have for this week is a Hollywood production. Actually, this is an independent film, I should say, starred by a Hollywood star, Nicolas Cage. This is A Pig. Pig is an American drama film directed by Michael Sarnowski in his directorial debut. It stars Nicolas Cage and Adam Arkin and follows a truffle forager whose beloved truffle-finding pig is stolen. This film was released theatrically in the United States last year by Neon, but it's being released right now here in Korea. The film received critical acclaim from film critics who praised its direction and themes as well as Nicolas Cage's performance. He received a nomination for Best Actor at this year's Critics' Choice Awards. So the story goes like this. A truffle hunter, Robin Felt, lives in the Oregon wilderness with his beloved pig. The pet comes salient companion to Rob's loneliness helps him to seek buried truffle in the woods. This culinary delicacy is traded to a city's rich lad, Amir, in return for money and other necessities. He lives in the woods without a ripple until a couple kidnaps his pig. With the help of Amir, Rob embarks on a journey to find his pig and return back to his piece as soon as possible. However, the clues take him back to his hometown, all the way to Poland, the lands he avoided. Still, the journey becomes inevitable due to a sudden loss. Karen Han of Slate magazine gave the film a very positive review, and she stated Pig is a small film with a few big surprises, executed very well, and well worth going into as blind as possible. Michael D'Angelo from the AV Club gave the film an A+, writing that there are no plot twists in the traditional sense, but each successive encounter reveals a new facet that enriches the tale. Another film critic gave the film a positive review, writing, "Not all the ingredients make sense together, but the product of their intermingling inside the filmmaker's narrative pod renders special concoction." Lastly, the LA Times review wrote that though its plot follows the same rough outline of a John Wick-style shoot-em-up, Pig is actually a quiet and often melancholy meditation on loss, anchored by a character who wishes he could shake free of the person he used to be. This film, we're still waiting for the audience response, but it has received largely positive reviews from Korean film critics as well. According to the director Michael Stronowski, he only had 20 days to make the movie because this is an independent film. So all actors had to get everything right from the first time as there was no budget for reshoots or delays. The budget was very small, so they couldn't hire a trained pig. In an after film Q&A, he said the pig only had 3 days of training and bit Nicolas Cage multiple times. After especially nasty bite, Nicolas Cage joked, "I've been set on fire, I've been in flipped cars, but it will be sepsis from a pig bite that kills me." I know he has some personal issues, especially with his previous marriages, but he's such a dedicated, great actor. That's something that I can't deny. It is time to sign off. I hope you guys are able to find time to check out those new films I talked about. I especially like Nick Cage's film, Pig. Have fun and stay fun. It was Molly from Cine Factory.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.